Laboratory confirmation of varicella outbreaks is recommended by CDC, but has been a challenge in Minnesota. Few healthcare providers test healthy school-aged children, preferring to make the diagnosis on clinical grounds. We decided to offer collection kits that would allow parents to safely collect specimens on their own children during outbreaks. The materials included a pair of slides for collecting loose scabs or crusts, a buccal swab in a plastic sleeve, and a consent document. When a suspected outbreak was reported, kits were mailed to school nurses and also sometimes just to school office staff who were asked to offer them to parents of suspected cases. This is a portion of the instruction and consent document which provides some additional details for using one slide to tease a loose crust onto a second unlabeled slide. For the buccal swab, we suggested that it be used if there were no loose scabs that could easily be dislodged. But we allowed parents to send both specimens, and there was a gift card incentive for sending each specimen. Return shipping by U.S. mail was practical because the specimens are stable at room temperature. Prepaid mailers were used, and in at least one case, a specimen was delayed by 2 weeks and was still tested positive when we received it. Over 2.5 school years, we received specimens from 22 suspected outbreak cases. Most of the specimens, 17, came from schools. The other 5 came from child care outbreaks. The age range of the cases was 3 months to 17 years of age. And the days of rash at the time of specimen collection varied from 2 days to 17 days. The farthest out we were able to detect viral DNA was day 16. Laboratories that performing testing were CDC for 9 cases and MDH for 13. Our results look really good, especially for the dermal specimens. We had 94% of them were positive. This was sort of expected, though, since they came from outbreak specimens. We had a high likelihood of having them be positive. Buccal swabs did not perform quite as well as expected. In our experience, when both specimens were submitted on the same case, the results were usually in agreement 14 times when we had the 2 specimens out of 17. 3 out of the 17 times we had a discordant result. In those cases, the dermal specimen was the one that was positive and the buccal swab was the one that was negative. Again, what you might expect. However, note that we were able to identify 2 additional cases that only submitted buccal swabs, so it was worth doing. Scabs and loose crusts are not always available. Vaccinated cases with breakthrough varicella disease are expected to be less likely to test positive for the viral DNA by the PCR method that we employed. However, we were a little handicapped to try to compare vaccinated cases of varicella, that is the breakthrough cases, with the unvaccinated cases since we only actually had 4 specimens or 4 cases to look at. Note that although you might think that from this result that it performed better in unvaccinated individuals, in 2 cases of the 2, the ones that were negative in the vaccinated group, only submitted buccal swabs. Buccal swabs are not as good. However, this is not an unexpected finding at all, since people who are or have breakthrough disease often have a milder rash that does not go all the way to crusts or scabs. In conclusion, although undoubtedly collecting specimens in a clinical situation under controlled conditions is the better way to go, we found that parent-collected specimens worked well in outbreak situations. If you want a copy or desire a copy of our consent and collection document, you're welcome to email me. Thank you.